Dean Nyer summed it up on air and said it was a frustrating Friday fare. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, very frustrating because we've had opportunities to go and comfortably win the game and we just didn't take them. I'm really pleased that we created them. I was really pleased with the work rate, the endeavour and application of the players and the quality at times. It was just the finishing that let us down in the end. They finished the game definitely better than us in the last 10 minutes as well. I would have liked to have seen us finish with a little bit more gumph, but you know, on the whole, the performance was really good. The only thing that missing is goals, and you know, that's been a frustrating part this season anyway.
You can understand from a fan's perspective, they'll look at it and said, yeah, they've drawn a blank again. The spotlight will fall on your attackers, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, but there's been a lot of supporters here today we've got their backsides off the seats with the aggressive, intensive attacking football that we tried to play today. And we've had a number of chances. Unfortunately, it's just not happening, you know, in their penalty box at the moment for us. And, you know, Cookie won't know how he hasn't scored today because he's had and he's worked a few for himself, a number of chances, and just didn't go for him. We've hit the inside of the post, we've hit the bar. Sometimes it just goes like that. Sometimes you need a little bit of luck as well. And but in terms of the performance, I can't question the attitude and desire of the players. I thought we looked a threat from set pieces. We've talked about that, and we showed a lot of desire to go in, get headers on the ball, and to score goals. It just wasn't to be.
You'll look at it, I suppose, and the table is 20 home goals in 20 games now, and that must be such a frustration for you.
It is, especially with some of the chances we've created as well. We've just not showed enough composure in front of goal, and we have created chances. There've been games where we haven't, and we've been poor. But the majority we've created chances, but you just haven't taken them. And I think it just shows that, you know, Tom's got 16 goals from 23 starts, so he's been, you know, an integral part for us in scoring goals. But the lads want to chip in themselves, and you know, they're trying their utmost to do that.
Can you do anything differently in training?
We're working on it all the time. You know, we do finishing sessions, and the quality of the finishing sessions are very good. You know, it just sometimes it's a little bit of composure, and maybe a little bit of confidence at times. You know, sometimes you need a bit of luck where it goes off your backside and goes in, and you move on from there.
With a 0-0, though, we can look towards your defence. Richard O'Donnell, 100th appearance today. He's played every minute of every game since you signed him. And he made some crucial saves, didn't he? First half from Graham Burke, second half from Gary Jones.
Yeah, I mean, the first half one I would expect him to save, in all honesty. It's from distance, and, you know, I'd be very surprised if he got beat from there. But the second one from Gary Jones I thought was a really good reflex save, and there was a similar goal against Leighton Orient where they scored from a similar angle. But he stood up really well and made a good save. And, you know, they had claims for the penalty, which I thought, you know, looks close to being one as well. But it would have been very unjust if we had lost the game today, because I thought we were superior.
A quick word on your young winger. Why did you play Kieran Morris today?
Well, he's had a lot of experience playing in the conference level. He's scored goals. He's a player who his development's going really well for us as a football club. And you know, I'm trying to get players who are scoring goals into the team at the moment, and he's been out and done that. And you know, we need goals as a team at the moment, and we're not bothered where they come from, but he's done well enough to earn his place.
Just looking at the table as a whole, have fans got a right to still be a little bit nervous looking at how close you are to the bottom four?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, we've got a number of games left. We've got games in hand on teams below us and above us, and we're in a better position than 8 other teams at the moment. So it's about what we do, and you know, we've got to keep putting in performances like that. We've just drawn our last 3 home games, and probably should have picked up 9 points from them, MK Dons, Sheffield United, and today. And we have to turn these draws into wins.